This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, discoveries in science that touch your life and expand the way you view life and the universe around you. And today we're very delighted once again to have a Nobel Prize winner on the airways, Professor Frank Wilczek of MIT. He's just written a delightful new book called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. So maybe you'll have some insight into the world of physics, and maybe some of the young minds out there, maybe you may be inspired to win the Nobel Prize in Physics as well. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, that is the space program, as we go back to the moon, Mars, and even beyond. And you can also follow me on Facebook. We have about 4 million fans on Facebook. So once again, with us today is Frank Wilczek, MIT professor, winner of the 2004 Nobel Prize in Physics, author of a new book, Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. So, Frank, let me ask you a question. When you were a young kid now, think back years ago, what inspired you to go into science and then into physics?
Well, I had a natural predilection, which I don't really know how to explain, for dealing with numbers, and sort of it's also spurred my imagination to think about really big things. So there was certainly a natural inclination. But I also grew up during a very special time in the history of the United States. It was the Cold War. So science was at a tremendous premium. It was felt to be necessary for the future of the country, the defense of the country. Although it was before my time, their memories were still fresh of the atomic bomb, and scientists were thought of as kind of magicians, and this was in the culture that all around us. So I got an impression of this was the thing to be was a scientist, I went to New York City public schools, got all those things reinforced, got in a very, very nice education. And my parents were the children of immigrants, so they were striving. They were very much interested in seeing me do better. And, yeah, all that came together. Now, I didn't really choose to go into physics for quite a while. I was very interested in philosophical questions, mathematical logic, astronomy, how mind emerges from matter. I was also brought up in contact with Roman Catholic traditions, which, although my family wasn't particularly religious, I somehow took it very, very seriously. And got the idea that the world had hidden meaning, that we're not supposed to figure out, and that there was such a thing as cosmic history. And so I had all these incoherent notions. When I went to the University of Chicago intending to study how mind emerges from matter, I discovered that it didn't really like laboratory work and that the study of mind emerging from matter wasn't ready for mathematical treatment, so I kept my options open and went to graduate school at Princeton in mathematics. But when I got there, I found that there were remarkable opportunities to use mathematics and physics, and the rest is history.
Okay, well, I asked Steve Weinberg, Nobel Prize winner, the same question, and he said that for him it was a chemistry kit. When he was a child, he experimented with chemicals and realized that chemicals are made out of other things that are more fundamental than the chemistry that he saw. So, and then I asked Alan Guth, your colleague at MIT, about it, and he said that his parents were not really scientists at all, that he sort of stumbled into it. So here's a question for you. Was there a chemistry kit, a telescope, a visit to the planetarium? For Einstein, it was a gyroscope that stimulated his interest. Was there like one kind of quirky thing that got you steered in the direction of physics and science?
Well, there are many such things. I loved toys when I was a kid, all kinds of mechanical toys. My experience with the chemistry set was kind of unfortunate. It exploded. My parents wouldn't let me continue my career in chemistry.
So you wouldn't get a Nobel Prize in chemistry, just physics.
Well, this was in the grand tradition of Alfred Nobel, who you may know made his fortune through explosives.
Right.
I was very interested in mechanical toys. We didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up, but I had a small allowance, which I saved up for a long time to get a telescope. So I was always interested in those things. And as I said, it was kind of in the air and very much a focus, very much encouraged at school to be interested in technical subjects.
Frank, you're the author of a number of great books, including A Beautiful Question, Lightness of Being, Fantastic Realities, Longing for the Harmonies. So what about this book? Why did you write Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality?
Well, this is a different book. Really, it's meant to be broader in scope and more philosophically and almost theologically oriented, if you could use that word appropriately. It's meant to address the questions that I got from friends and who aren't scientists but want to know what I'm doing and what I've learned from my experience in science. So I wanted to convey the really most important, most essential things that fundamental understanding of the world brings to your perception of the world and your possible experience, and kind of just open people's minds and help them to realize the reality that they're immersed in a new way. I call it kind of a process of being born again. When we're babies, we have to construct the world from a kind of confused set of perceptions. Though that world model is enough to get us around very, very nicely and survive in everyday life, but it's not the world model that is most accurate that you arrive at after using telescopes and microscopes and accelerometers and magnetometers and spectroscopes and all the tools of modern science. And logical and critical thinking. And that world is fascinating, it's different, and it expands your mind. And I really wanted to convey that sense that you can experience the world in new ways that are mind-expanding and at the same time accurate, battle-tested, and very real and powerful.
Okay, one of the keys to reality that you mentioned is that there are very few laws. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about Newton, one of the giants of physics, and also Faraday. We're going to talk about field theory. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Live. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned. Once again, our special guest is Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek of MIT.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we have with us today a Nobel laureate in physics, Frank Wilczek of MIT, author of an exciting new book called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. Now, Frank, one of your 10 keys is that there are very few laws. Now, I remember when I was in college, some of my friends were taking a course in English literary criticism, and they would write all these theses about what did James Joyce really mean by this passage anyway. And I began to realize that every year, English literary criticism got more and more obscure and more complicated. But physics became more powerful the simpler it became. That a few fundamental laws could explain an enormous variety of phenomena, the mysteries of the universe, starting with Isaac Newton. And you mentioned the concept of locality. So explain to us the idea that there are very few laws, and that Newton stumbled on one of them, and he struggled with this question of locality. What is that?
Okay, so that is a lot to unpack there. So, first of all, the idea that there are very few laws is based on the idea that understanding the world involves two different kinds of processes that have turned out to be fruitful, or this has been proved to be a very fruitful approach that really was pioneered by Newton, in a sense, that he showed how successful and powerful this could be by example. These two steps are analysis and synthesis. So analysis is the prospect of understanding the simplest units of physical reality, the simplest element of what there is and how it behaves, and boiling things down, it turned out to be possible, to elementary interactions between a few kinds of building blocks. And then there's the opposite process of building back up, of synthesis. That's equally important and to do justice to the world. So we try to find a few basic laws that are accurate and powerful, and then if we do succeed in doing that, then we have a challenge, and one of the tests of that we have succeeded is that we can start with those laws and build back up to create the world as we actually experience it. Now, Newton found laws of motion a general framework for analyzing how forces affect matter, and one extremely important model law that explained the motion of planets and a lot else about astronomy, his law of gravity, the law of gravitational attraction. And your audience may know, in any case, I'll just say it, that this is a law you can write down that tells us the force is proportional to the two masses involved and falls off like the distance squared. So a very precise mathematical statement of how gravity works that turned out to unlock many, many phenomena to quantitative explanation. Now, that's a very beautiful law, but Newton wasn't and very successful, but Newton wasn't entirely happy with it because it said that one body acts on another body through empty space with no delay. So the faraway planet acts with a gravitational force here immediately, even though there's nothing in between. It's just the two bodies between themselves, and the space in between is kind of just an empty void receptacle. And Newton thought that was crazy. It was also a very unpopular view. It got him a very unpopular thing. If people had struggles with that law, people as powerful minds as Huygens and Descartes had a very different kind of theory that wasn't as precise, but did fill space and sort of had things pushing on nearby things as opposed to acting at a great distance directly. So Newton wanted a theory that would have that character of locality, that is, that the behavior of a given, the behavior that goes on in the given place in space and time only depends on what's happening in the immediate environment, can be determined in terms of what's happening in the immediate environment. But the laws that he found worked didn't quite have that character. And it was a great development in 19th century physics that emerged in the study of electricity and magnetism that this itch that Newton had that action should be local led to a successful theory of how electricity and magnetism works, that there are space-filling fields, we call them electric and magnetic fields, that carry the electric and magnetic forces and make You can have waves that travel through space that were predicted out of this local understanding where one point affects what's happening at the nearby points, and you can have disturbances that travel through space as if it were an elastic medium. Or water. Water is another thing that supports waves. That's very familiar. And in the 20th century, that kind of thinking that the law should be vocal was extended back to gravity. In Einstein's general theory of relativity, we learned that space itself, space-time, can be bent and can support gravitational disturbances that propagate through space, the so-called gravitational radiation that was just first successfully observed in the last few years. And as far as we know now, this concept that the behavior here and now can be determined entirely in terms of what's happening in the our immediate neighborhood is certainly in the fundamental laws of physics as we have it now, and has been a guiding principle to guessing those laws and finding them. So
okay,
that's
Frank,
the principle of locality.
Let me ask you a question about locality. Some people ask the question, if the sun were to disappear right now, now, this instant, if the sun were to disappear, how long would it take for the Earth to spiral out of its orbit into deep space? Newton would say, of course, instantly. That is, the Earth would instantly fly up into outer space. But then the question is, what would Einstein say about that? Einstein said that nothing can go faster than light. What would Einstein say to the question, what happens if the sun disappears right now?
Well, it's actually inconsistent with the equations to have the sun disappear. There's a conservation of energy or generalization of conservation of energy momentum that says it's really inconsistent. The equations don't allow you to have the sun suddenly disappear. But what you can do is say, okay, suppose the sun shakes and it does undergo some violent motion, so its mass is getting redistributed in funny ways. How long would it take for us to feel the effect of that here on Earth? And according to general relativity, the disturbance would not be felt immediately, but they would travel out from the sun to the Earth at the speed of light. So if I remember correctly, it takes about 8 minutes to go from the sun to the Earth. So there'd be a little bit of delay. We couldn't prepare, though, because it's traveling at exactly the same speed as the speed of light. So by the time we saw it, that something was happening, we would also feel it gravitationally. So.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that in the 1800s, the concept of fields became prevalent, and now we have four fundamental forces, including the nuclear force, which we'll talk about after the break. And then we'll talk about how you won the Nobel Prize in Physics, what discoveries you made. And once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Our special guest is Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek. The book is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. Stay tuned as we talk about the nuclear force.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stantz. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has resigned in a letter to President Trump. He says, I implore you to continue to condemn unequivocally any form of violence, to demand that no one attempt to disrupt the inaugural activities in Washington or elsewhere, and to support unreservedly the peaceful and orderly transition of power on January 20th, the effective date of Azar's resignation. More than 2 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. More people in California are dying every day from the coronavirus, with an average of 525. President-elect Joe Biden addressed the delay in vaccine shipments on Friday.
Our administration will release the vast majority of the vaccines when they're available, so more people can get vaccinated quickly while still retaining a small reserve.
Biden's goal, 100 million shots in 100 days. This is USA Radio News. Security is increasing at airports in the Washington, D.C. area, including bomb-detecting dogs and federal air marshals leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. And the inauguration itself will have a major military presence.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The feds are investigating whether people who took part in last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol belong on the federal no-fly list. President Trump is expected to leave Washington Wednesday morning on his final flight aboard Air Force One. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek. And believe it or not, when he was a graduate student at Princeton, he did his pioneering work, which eventually won him the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2004. And we'll talk about the quark model and asymptotic freedom in a moment. The latest book that he's written is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. Now, Frank, you have a chapter here where you talk about the four fundamental forces. Tell us a little bit about how different the nuclear force is from the electromagnetic and gravitational force, and why that eventually led to something called the quark model.
Okay, so we've mentioned Newton and his law of gravity, and we've mentioned briefly developments that really came together in the 19th century to give a theory of electricity and magnetism, a unified theory that now we call electromagnetism. Those forces were discovered by looking at astronomical bodies. In the case of gravity. Of course, we also have gravitational effects here on Earth, and it was a great realization to see that those were actually manifestations of the same force. And then electromagnetic forces were originally kind of epiphenomena that make your hair stand on end in certain circumstances, or you find these funny rocks and magnetite that have funny attractions to each other, but turned out to be a very basic force when studied carefully, and to be when properly understood, the force that really governs the structure of atoms in chemistry. When you put it into the framework of quantum mechanics. So we're summarizing a tremendous amount of physics in a few words there, but those were two forces that had beautiful theories going into the 20th century and became very fruitful in combination with quantum mechanics, explaining atoms, chemistry, and molecular physics and astrophysics. Dirac said already in the late 1920s, based on this, that all of chemistry and most of physics was now understood. However, the model of atoms that people used and was based on experimental findings was that you had something called an atomic nucleus, where almost all the mass of the atom and all of its positive electric charge is concentrated. And the atomic nucleus in its size is about 100,000, the radius of the atom as a whole. So it's a very tiny thing. And the forces that held that together were entirely mysterious. And at the beginning, even what it was that it was made out of, you know, that it had ingredients that could be identified, protons and neutrons, and then we'll come to substructure momentarily. But some kind of new force had to be invoked in order to understand what held atomic nuclei together. The gravitational force acting on these tiny scales with tiny amounts of mass is much too weak, and the electric force is actually repulsive, because you have a lot of positive charge in a small space, and your thing just really wants to explode. So we needed to know.
Okay, Frank, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we want to get right into the Quark model and something called asymptotic freedom, which you worked out when you were a grad student at Princeton, winning you the Nobel Prize in Physics along with David Gross. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-813. And once again, the book is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality by Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek. So stay tuned as we talk about the Quark model and what is the nuclear force.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, with us today is Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek. He won the Nobel Prize in 2004, currently professor of physics at MIT, author of a number of books, including A Beautiful Equation, The Lightness of Being, Fantastic Realities, Longing for the Harmonies, and the latest book is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. But when we began, we talked about Isaac Newton, who introduced the concept of forces. Objects move because they're being pushed by an invisible instantaneous force. And then people like Michael Faraday invented field theory. That is a spider-like network of lines of force that permeated all of space and time. And that is the language of physics today. We physicists all use field theory, either the field theory of gravity, the field theory of electricity and magnetism, and now the nuclear force. So, Frank, let's now talk about the nuclear force. You talked about the nucleus at the center of the atom. What's inside the nucleus? And what is inside those particles? Does it go on forever?
So we needed new force to hold atomic nuclei together. The known forces as of the early 20th century were clearly not enough. So people invented a new force called the strong force to do the job. There's also a weak force, but that's kind of by the by. We'll leave that aside for the moment. It rose to the top of the agenda, I would say, of fundamental physics, starting around 1930, to understand what this force was. What is it that holds atomic nuclei together? And there were many, many experiments, many, many kind of investigations. And it really became quite a mess. People studied the strong force by doing experiments like bashing protons together and trying, at first the idea was that they would push each other in different ways and you could infer what the force was, but that turned out to be much too naive. The protons, when you bash them together, actually produce hordes of other particles, new particles, so the protons themselves became clear that the protons themselves were complicated objects, and there were many partial insights that led to the idea that you could start to build up a picture of the proton based on its being made out of smaller particles. And skipping decades of development, that is a fascinating story, but then involved many thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of PhD years of research and billions of dollars to figure things, to get a hold on this force. The experiments that turned out to be decisive were basically very sophisticated cameras that took snapshots of what's inside protons. Ordinary light is not up to the job. It's much too crude. That wavelength is too long. So it would be like trying to pick up a marble while wearing boxing gloves. People had to invent much more and construct much more exotic instruments in order to take these snapshots. But you could take snapshots of what's inside protons. And when people did that, they found that there were subparticles of two basic kinds called quarks and gluons. And that's the picture that emerged from these experiments. And we got also some notion of what the forces were, but the notion was very peculiar. What emerged from the experiments are that the forces between quarks and gluons, these things inside protons, are very strong. You can't get an individual quark or a gluon out of the proton. So if you try to pull them out, they resist that strongly, and no one has ever been able to isolate a quark or a gluon. But when they were close together, you found the forces got very weak. So this was a very, very paradoxical.
Okay, Frank, we have to take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, or the website you're listening to, and the CD you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Once again, our special guest today is Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek of MIT. The book is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. So stay tuned as we talk about how maybe you can win a Nobel Prize in Physics.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek of MIT. The book that he's just written is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, where we last left off, we started with Newton talking about the solar system. Then we went down to the world of electricity and magnetism, and then the fields of the nuclear force, including the protons and the neutrons that make up the nucleus. But when you bash them apart, what comes out of the proton are quarks. And then the question is, what holds the quarks together? And this is where Frank's work as a graduate student comes in. So Frank, now tell us a little bit about asymptotic freedom and the work that won the Nobel Prize for you and David Gross.
When we left off, we had this very peculiar force that had the character that it gets weaker at short distances, but strengthens when you try to move the particles involved far apart. So that's the kind of behavior you get with a rubber band. If you try to pull things far apart, the force kind of resists, and a rubber band resists large extensions. And the trouble is that although we know about rubber bands, if you try to make rubber bands out of things that obey the basic principles of quantum mechanics and relativity and are not composed of a lot of other things but are very small, so if you try to explain that behavior in a fundamental force, it's very difficult and, in fact, was thought to be impossible. We, David and I, examined possibilities for using basic principles of quantum mechanics and relativity to build up a sort of all the possibilities for behaviors of forces at short distances. And we found out that in almost all cases, the behavior is wrong, that is wrong to explain this experiment. Forces tend to get larger at small distances, not shorter. But we found one kind of theory that was an exceptional case. And so we analyzed that, and it had very interesting properties. It predicted new kinds of particles called gluons, as well as the quarks that had been observed. And we worked out some of the consequences. And to make a long story, we were led to very specific equations, and we were able to use those equations to make very specific predictions, and that's what ultimately got us the Nobel Prize and led to many important developments in physics.
Okay, now maybe there's some young minds out there that are listening to this radio show, inspired by the idea that even as a grad student, you can do Nobel Prize winning work. So then, what do you tell them about the next frontiers in physics, like dark matter, dark energy? Is there a Nobel Prize waiting for some young person out there who can figure out what the hell is dark energy and dark matter? What are they?
Yeah, but you'd better hurry, because certainly in the case of dark matter, because I think I know what dark matter is. It's something called axions. We have a theory of it that's reasonably precise and tells you it's very hard but not impossible to observe, and people are now on the hunt for it. One thing that I'm doing with colleagues, but there are thousands of people literally doing this around the world, trying to devise the kinds of detectors, telescopes, if you like, or antennas that will detect the axions if they are the dark matter that's all around us. Dark energy is another thing that we seem to need in cosmology that's not within our present standard model or core theory. It can easily be incorporated, but we don't have a profound understanding of what it is, and there's certainly room for improvement in our understanding there. That really seems to need some new idea to make progress on that one. And it could lead to Nobel Prizes if you have the idea, but that's a big if.
Okay.
So those are great problems, but I think there are other great problems where one can expect progress, and I can confidently recommend to young people, ambitious young people, as things to think about and where the prospects for doing really important work are great. That includes the realization of ideas about using quantum mechanics to build new kinds of computers. This is called quantum computing, where there are very tantalizing prospects, because quantum mechanics, in theory, can let you do very, very powerful computations, some of which are well beyond what the computers of today can do. But so far, the experimental realization is lagging way behind, and there's room for lots of new ideas, both on the experimental front and also on the front of what we're going to do with all that computing power. So that's one. There are others that we could go on. Do you want me to go on?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. Once again, our special guest today, Frank Wilczek, winner of the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2004, professor at MIT, author of a new exciting book. The book is called Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality. And we should also mention that he's written a number of other books, including A Beautiful Question, The Lightness of Being, Fantastic Realities, Longing for the Harmonies. But his latest book is called Fundamentals. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question or make a comment about science, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call it into the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.